It's been raining for the past 45 minutes, and from the look of things, it seems the raining will continue for yet another hour or two. I'm getting accustomed to seeing the rains every day. Some say we're in the rainy season, some say we're in the season where the skies can turn dark in split seconds and the clouds give way for the downpour of rain. Speaking of rain, it's raining goals, it's raining nice comments, it's raining applause, it's raining all the credit for Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's men, for the boys who reign supreme at the Theatre of Dreams, for Manchester United, popularly known as the Red Devils. Welcome to yet another episode of the First X Minutes podcast. My name is Rotimi Odaramola. You call me Papi the Great. Some say Papi the Greatest. Some say Papi the Awesome. I'll still answer you and say, hey, what's happening? You'll find me on Twitter at PAPI_TheGreat. That's PAPI_TheGreat. Welcome to episode 100. Yeah, that's right. You're not dreaming. Episode 100 of the First X Minutes podcast. And what better team to talk about on this episode than the legendary Manchester United? They're guns blazing as we speak. Just a few minutes ago from recording this podcast, they thrashed, they thrashed Bournemouth by 5-2, despite conceding the first goal. I think the highlight of that first goal was the Maguire nutmeg for the guy who's got his goal, beating David De Gea at his near post. The Red Devils bounced back. Mason Greenwood, Marcus Rashford, Bruno Fernandes, and of course they just ran away with the game. And they're currently sitting in fourth right now as we speak. A lot of things might still change considering the fact that Chelsea still have to play Watford. Wolves and Arsenal are currently at each other's neck as I record this podcast. But as things stand now, they're in fourth position with 55 points, three away from Leicester City, who, by the way, got a win against Crystal Palace. Jamie Vardy scoring too well. Our own Nigerians, our very own Kelechi Iheanacho also got a goal in that game. But let's leave the foxes and stick with the Red Devils. You kind of get that notion that there's just something brewing concerning this Manchester United side. They look like, as if they might not necessarily need to spend. When the season is all over, they just need to count their stock, they just need to count their blessing and get ready for the new season. Well, Manchester United faithfuls will disagree. They might be thinking Harry Maguire is not their best, it's not the best option they can show for when it comes to somebody representing them at the center of defense. They might be looking to get a defender when it comes to shoring up and trying to go for the Premier League title in the 2020-2021 Premier League season, which I hear the Premier League will be agreeing on a start date for sometime next week. Just in case you're wondering when I'm recording this podcast, today is the 4th of July. Happy Independence Day to my American audience or listeners. We go back to football, and you sense that Manchester United are gunning for three trophies, and you're probably wondering, wait, you're trying to make a calculation. Three trophies, they're still in the running for the FA Cup, they're still in the running for the Europa League title, so what's Papi talking about? What's the third trophy Papi's talking about here? Well, I'm talking, should I let the cat out of the bag now? No, I'll probably touch on it just before the end of the podcast. But let's talk about the first trophy that they're gunning for, and that is the FA Cup trophy. They take on a certain Chelsea in the semi-finals of the competition. There's a chance that we might have a Manchester derby as an FA Cup final game, and also there's a chance that the Red Devils might be taking on the Gunners in the final of the 2019-2020 FA Cup season. However it goes, it looks like as if Manchester United, they're ready to roll. They're ready to prove to everyone that their winning streak has to end with at least a trophy. And the Manchester United fans have been taunting the Chelsea fans. They've manhandled them this season. I think that is the nicer way to put it. So I don't get sticks and stones from Frank Lampard's Chelsea fans. The United team has kind of like just rattled Chelsea. They've not been able to find their way past them this season, and it might be yet another defeat for Chelsea, with Manchester United going into the final with the way they're playing, the Bruno Fernandes and the Pogba partnership, with Matic giving them nice cover. The boys at the front can't stop scoring. For the record, against Bournemouth, they got 5 goals. The team had 4 different scorers get on the score sheet. That is how crazy, how awesome, how much firepower that the Red Devils boast of as we speak. So, the FA Cup in sight. Another trophy that is in sight for the Red Devils has to be the Europa League. They're home and dry with that first leg pumping of LASK, that Austrian side. I think it's all about just a matter of just fulfilling all righteousness for the second leg before they find out who their opponent will be in the next round of the competition. So that is yet another trophy that in the next few days we will be realizing whether Manchester United can go all out for and win it. The third trophy, the mysterious trophy, I think for a side that prides itself as one of the biggest clubs, not just in England, not just in Europe, but around the world, I think playing Champions League football is a big goal for them that must be achieved. And that is why there is a third trophy, which is qualifying for Europe. Not just qualifying for Europe, qualifying for Europe and playing Champions League football. And like I said earlier, it's a big goal for a side, the size of Manchester United, that must be achieved. Something like a trophy that is being competed for, not just by the Red Devils. Like I said earlier, the battle for the top 4 race is pretty much tight. The Red Devils are competing for this trophy. Lampard's Blues are competing for this trophy. Nuno's Wolves are also in there. 3 clean sheets out of their first 3 games after the restart, the Premier League restart. I think it's fair to say that the Red Devils are not alone when competing for this trophy. And that's what makes it interesting, because the FA Cup and the Europa League seems pretty much straightforward. With their run of form, since the league started, restarted, they've not lost a game. They're on a winning streak so far this season. So far this year, I beg your pardon. Okay, maybe not so far this year. I need to get my facts right. Let's stick with the so far since the leagues restarted. They've been on a winning streak. And the reason why I needed to recorrect myself is because I'm trying to look at the numbers, and I made a comparison on my notes before I kicked off recording this podcast. Now, Manchester United have lost 4 times this year in all competitions. Now, they've lost 4 times this year. Now, comparing them to say the other teams that are either above them on the table, the Premier League table, or are contesting with them alongside the Red Devils for a chance to qualify for Europe, we have Chelsea. They've lost 4 times this year. We have Leicester City. They've lost 7 times this year in all competitions. Now, Manchester City have lost 4 times this year. Liverpool, they've lost 4 times this year, but technically if you consider the second leg loss, which came in the extra time against Atletico Madrid in the UEFA Champions League. Well, there's the little case of Nuno Espirito Santo's Wolves. They've lost only 3 times this year. Just 3 times this year. So, they look at their major contenders for the top 4 spots: Chelsea, Wolves, Leicester City, yeah, there and everywhere. And you're saying to yourself, for all the noise about their recent run of form, United's inability to qualify for Europe and play UEFA Champions League football may dull the sweet-smelling savour of all other achievements this season. If they win the FA Cup, if they win the Europa League, and still end up, well, if they win the Europa League, then that means that they automatically qualify for the UEFA Champions League. So they still have all their options. The options are not limited to just qualifying for Europe via the Premier League table. They can also win the Europa League and qualify for Europe. But considering the kind of teams that are still remaining in the Europa League, you're saying to yourself, they're favorites, but are they outright favorites to win the Europa League season this season? If they can't win the Europa League this season, then that leaves them with qualifying for Europe and playing Champions League football via qualifying and finishing in the top four position, with Chelsea hot on their heels, with Leicester refusing, well, picking up form against Crystal Palace. If they don't qualify for Europe this season via whether finishing as Europa League champions or qualifying in the top four, you tend to think that all other achievements will be doused by that one failure. And speaking of achievements, I think Manchester United fans tend to have a special place for this certain achievement. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer defeated Pep Guardiola 3 times this season. You hear them talk about it everywhere. Even the oldest of fans, they tend to it's like a trophy, it's like an award, like an achievement. And I think Guardiola is Guardiola. I mean, every time any team trumps a Guardiola side, I mean, it's like a win worthy of celebration. Anyway, that was just a digression. So, United in for 3 trophies. Everything is straightforward about football on paper until the referee blows the kickoff whistle, and then drama happens, and then things begin to happen. But you look at Manchester United, easy wins for them in recent games they've played. Against Spurs, yeah, that 1-1 draw, but then again, since then, Bruno Fernandes, 5 goals in 8 games, missing. Greenwood can't stop scoring. I think 6 goals in 25 games now in the Premier League, and this Pogba is back. There's just that fluidity, Martial, Marcus Rashford. You look at the side and you say, it's going to be difficult to say this side will not finish this season with at least one of these 3 trophies won. Now, the question is, which of these 3 trophies will they win? Can they win all 3 trophies? When I say 3 trophies, in case you skipped the first 12 minutes of this podcast and you started listening from this point, I'm talking about the FA Cup, I'm talking about the Europa League, I'm also talking about the chance for Manchester United to finish in the top four position this season. Of course, if they finish 5th, there's still the chance that they can still qualify for Champions League, especially if UEFA, the Court of Arbitration of Sport upholds their ban on Manchester City, uphold UEFA's ban on Manchester City. Whichever team finishes in 5th can still qualify for Europe and play in the Champions League. However, can Manchester United just do the Lord's work and finish in 1st place rather than depending on a favorable outcome from the Court of Arbitration of Sport? Which of these trophies do you think Manchester United will win by the end of the season? Do you think that Manchester United can win on all fronts, on all the 3 fronts that we just discussed now? Hit me up, leave me a comment on Twitter at PAPI_TheGreat. I'd really love to talk football with you. I'd love to hear your view. I'd love to hear your opinion. Do you have a contrary opinion to mine? Do you agree? Do you disagree? Of course, I'd love for us to agree, to disagree. Of course, disagree, to agree. And in the end, I'd love to make a new friend out of you. Hit me up on Twitter and let me know your thoughts. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the podcast. Please remember to leave a rating on whichever podcast platform that you're listening to this podcast episode on. Until I come your way, and then we will start from zero again on our way to 200 episodes of the First X Minutes podcast. Stay safe. Mind your business. That's really key. It's good for your blood pressure. and your health. And I wish you a fantastic, a profitable week ahead. Stay safe. Peace.